Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. As we dive in, I do want to say a quick word about Operation Christmas Child. We love getting to partner with Samaritan's Purse and to be part of this incredible efforting. We're just a few days away from finalizing all of our boxes that have come in and getting them ready for shipment. And so if you haven't brought your box back yet, this Sunday would be a great time for you to do that. If you can't be here Sunday, if you're traveling or whatnot, you can bring it by the office by Wednesday of next week. And we would be so appreciative. And just know it's going to make a big difference in the lives of many kiddos around the world. Well, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it seems like in our world, there's a certain style of person that gets put on the pedestal, whether it's as a leader, maybe it's a lead character, maybe it's the people that we think are the ones that are in charge. There's this idea that those that have more of a type A personality, large and in charge personality, that that's the only way to lead. And I want to remind you that Jesus says this in Matthew 5 and verse 5. He says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." It's this reminder that there's more than one way to lead. There's more than one way to be in charge, because honestly, sometimes when we're not in a healthy place and we have that large and in charge kind of mentality of life, we leave people in the wake, and we need to be reminded what Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek." In fact, the Bible has so many benefits to meekness. One of those is in Psalm 22 verse 26, where it says, "The meek will be satisfied." Or in Psalm 25, verse 9, where it says, "God will guide those that are meek." Or Proverbs 11, verse 2, that says that the meek will become wise. Or even in Isaiah 29, verse 19, that they will be filled with fresh joy. I mean, there are so many benefits outlined in Scripture for being meek. Well, my question is, why don't most people come from that place? Why is it so hard to appreciate a place of meekness? And there's a lot of reasons, but one big one is that people mistake meekness for weakness. Nobody wants to be weak. Nobody wants to come across as a pushover. And so sometimes that just misconception that meekness means weakness, and people stick back from it. But the truth is, they're not the same thing. The truth is, they're totally opposites. Meekness is in no way weakness. In fact, the Greek word for meekness literally means strength under control. That's it. It means strength under control. To be meek is not to be weak. Instead, it's this image, and I've heard Pastor Chuck talk about this, it's this image of this wild horse, this wild stallion that has to be tamed. And so it still has all of its strength, it still has all of its ability, but now it's strength under control when you put that bit in its mouth. It's strength bottled up for the master to use it. See, God doesn't want you to be weak, but he does want you to be meek. The Bible teaches that it's one of the keys to living life in wholeness and fullness. See, this idea of meekness is not weakness, but it's this appropriate balance of, I know that God's in charge and he asked me to still take action. Meekness is about, God, I'm surrendering to you today. God, I'm submitting to you. I am agreeing with what you want to do in my life and how you want me to relate to other people. It's letting God be God in your life, and it's letting you say, you know what, I'm going to live the way that God wants me to. And so I don't know about you. I don't know how you view this whole leadership thing or how you relate to other people, but I want to encourage you to be meek today, to practice this. I'm telling you, it will do more for your health physically, and it'll do more for your health emotionally than just trying to live life out of your own strength. I guarantee you that if you'll begin to practice this in your life, your stress level is going to go down, your worry level is going to go down, and if you continue to follow and surrender and say, God, I want to do whatever you want me to do, it will begin to dissipate the anger and the hurt and the resentment in your life. Remember what Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek." Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.